TitansOnline.com putting the wraps on the 2016 season with one more chat with the head coach of the Titans, Mike Mularkey. You're a little further away from the finale now, so you've had some time to reflect. In one word, how would you describe the 2016 season?
Memorable. I look back at my career playing and coaching a lot of years, and there's seasons that stand out, probably a half a dozen of them. This is one of them, just the way this team responded after our prior 2 years, and then to start off 1-3 and then to be resilient the entire season. A chance to make the playoffs all the way down to the wire, I have to give them a lot of credit, and so obviously it's a very memorable experience.
Teams take on personalities, and there are certain teams that you really like, and sometimes they're teams that have losing records, winning records, whatever. And even championship teams at times, you say, well, I didn't really like that club very much because it was a difficult year. This was a team that you could like very much and that you and the staff clearly liked from the start. What was it about this bunch that made them so likable to coach?
It's a fun group. They come to work as hard as anybody. I've been around this team. Great leaders in the locker room, obviously, followed our lead. That helped. When you come in here and get done what we need to have done, especially in the toughest of times, the OTAs when there's no games in front of you, and then training camp, which is a grind already. We have a very difficult training camp with the way we hit and very physical. But we also know how to have fun with these guys, and I think they saw that. I think they saw a coaching staff that cared about them. We needed an identity change here, and this is all I know. This is what I've believed in as a player from Chuck Knoll days. The staff, again, believes in it as well, so that makes it spreading the word easy. But the players believed in it, and we won because of it.
I want to talk about your motivation, because there were a lot of doubters coming into 2016 of you, of the coaching staff, of the team based on what had happened. And yet, while this team had an underdog mentality, they didn't seem to be fueled by the haters, so to speak. That didn't seem to be what got them going. How does that work?
You have to ignore the noise. That's one of our signs that we have on our doors when players leave the facility. We want them to ignore the noise because it can be influential on how you, first of all, believe in yourself, and it can tear your confidence down, and I will never let that happen with me. I believe I'm good at what I do, and I have a lot of confidence in what I do, and the staff does as well. We weren't going to be intimidated or influenced by anybody outside of what we wanted to do and how to do it, and we kept the message consistent and clear throughout, and I think the players responded to that.
To those on the outside, what is the perception, do you think, that you changed? Maybe it was a correct perception, maybe it was an incorrect perception, but what do you think the perception was that you changed through the 2016 season with these Titans?
This team is going to come in and compete to the end and from start to finish. We had some slow starts that we had to come back in some tough environments and had to come back and take leads and win games. We did a lot of things that I don't think we'd done in prior years, and I think people saw that early on. Even with a slow start, we still had chances to win those games. They definitely know they're going to get a team that's going to compete, and they know it's going to be a physical fight throughout for four quarters.
Can you carry that over to 2017?
We will, because that message is not going to change. The nice part is now, when they come back in here in April, they're already going to know what's expected, including the rookies, now that they know it's not, what do you need from me? They know what's needed, and there's going to be higher expectations on all of us. Again, it's a message that's very easy to translate because I believe in it, and I think the players see now how close we were playing this style of football. We got a chance to win every game.
So there is Titan football now.
There is Titan.
There is a style of
there
Titan.
There is, and you know what? It's just a start. It's the first year. Again, I thought John Robinson did a great job of bringing in the players, whether it was through the trades or the draft. Signing free agents, and then us keeping the guys around here that are going to play our style of football. And it's a winning formula, and a lot of that's just being a physical football team.
Offensive style, you spent the majority of the second half of the year ranked in the top 10 in the league in offense, which was a real change for the Titans. Finished the year at number 11 overall, but your numbers so much better than a year ago. I want to ask you, between three stats, which is the most important to you as a coach? The fact that you increased rushing yards 44 per game from 2015, that you increased third down conversions from 32% up to 46%, or the fact that you led the NFL in touchdowns once you got inside the other team's 20, which is the one that jumps out to you the most?
I'd have to say the run game. I think the run game basically feeds those others. You know, it allows us to get into third downs in makeable situations. We could run the ball in the red zone. I mean, if you really, truly want to be a good red zone team, you got to be able to have the ability to run the football down there and put points up. And we could do that. And then obviously you have a quarterback that's very efficient down there. That helps. But running the football does a lot of things good for this team that I don't think show up in stats, including the quarterback's performance, helping our defense stay off the field at times. That was the biggest improvement to me.
But when you said last offseason we're going to run the ball, some took that to mean that you were going to line up in the wishbone, that we were going back to 1962, that you'd be running 60 times a game. I think one of the perceptions that you overcame is how exciting this offense could be with what you did in the pass game, but it came out of the run game.
It did, and I think, you know, maybe I gave the wrong impression with the way how adamant I was about running the football, but if you see the explosive plays that we had, our numbers, again, that's a stat that does not show up in a lot of places, but our explosive plays down the field, our chunk plays, our big touchdown throws are a lot off of our run game, and it will only get better the better we run the football.
What are you most proud of from the 2016 team?
Very proud of just the way this team week after week showed its resiliency, whether it was in games or to follow up a game that maybe we lost. The Jacksonville game was such a depressing moment for everybody, you know, and I'll say this, that wasn't the only game that kept us from going to the playoffs. I mean, there's other chances we had. If we'd have made a play here or there, we had a chance to go to the playoffs. But to have a loss like that, to me, it was felt like a playoff loss. I think that's what everybody felt in here. And it could have easily carried over to that last game in Houston where when those guys came back to work, they came back to work. And they put that game away. And I thought that showed a sign of a good football team that you can have such a depressing moment and not let it affect you and go back in and go beat the division winner at your home place the next week.
I was thinking about this right after the game ended on Sunday and you knocked off Houston. And I listened to the comments of the players, and they talked about, hey, we were happy to come out, play Titan football, win this game, but the Jacksonville game still lingers. It felt like they had the maturity that you had wanted to instill, which is we still have a job to do, but we're not forgetting what happened.
Right, no, and again, I think that's going to play a large part in the process of this team's taking the steps going forward. I mean, I think that's a game that we learned a lot from. It's a tough lesson, probably the toughest lesson we had all year, but it was a lesson learned that I don't think you'll see a drop-off in our level of play when that situation occurs again.
Your snaps among rookies, the contribution that they had to make on this football team, turns out to be above the league norm statistically. Is it a little bit of a surprise that you could have a six-game improvement with rookies playing this big a role on this football team?
Not when you you look at the rookies that we drafted. All of them at some point played in a game and did contribute, and that says a lot about what John did with his draft and his crew up there. We got the right players. We know what we need. We've talked about it from the beginning, tough, dependable team-first players. This is a great opportunity for them to get some experience that will only, I think, lead to greater things in the future.
Is there a biggest surprise out of the rookie class?
No, you look at, hey, we're going to take Jack Conklin in the first round. Do you know he's going to be as good as he's going to play against some very, very good pass rushers? I mean, some of the best in the league. Week after week, it felt like a Kevin Byard who made great steps, not just on defense, but special teams. I mean, I can keep going down the list. Austin Johnson got better as the year went on. Derrick Henry was a factor the whole year. I mean, you got guys that contributed to a lot of these wins, and we're just scratching the surface with them.
Certainly you had some help from the outside, and John Robinson has been a big part of this. I know you felt great about his influence. But let's go back even before that. Amy Adams Strunk, the owner who gave you the opportunity to be the full-time coach, paired you with John Robinson. I don't know that she's maybe gotten enough credit for this. I know you've certainly given it to her.
No, I don't think she has. Again, I appreciate her taking a chance with me. I know she there are a lot of critics on that move. She has been a big part of why we've turned this team around, this franchise around. You look around this building, and Amy and her family has been a large part of why this building looks like a brand new facility for the players when they came back in here. We need to change, and she's been on board from the very beginning. And then with John, just ironic, the relationship we have, I don't know if she knew or any of us knew how much he and I really would click and that we have a lot of the same beliefs and philosophies. And I think that's why we're going in the right direction, is because of that.
Well, you and Amy really had a really nice personal and professional relationship during the time that you were the interim coach. And that was one of the reasons she was very comfortable promoting you. But she also wanted to find a GM to pair with you to work toward your strengths and to be able to help. And I mean, that's an unusual owner who takes that much time to dig as deeply as she did into that whole process.
She interviewed a number of candidates. John was in on the interview process, but one of the advantages I had was that I'd been here, and I knew what needed to be changed, some of them which I could not do as the interim coach. So I think me knowing this roster as well as I did gave us a better chance to start improving it as quickly as we could.
And you used a lot of different things, situations, even people for motivations. Your decision to include former Titans linebacker Tim Shaw, who is fighting ALS, to not just bring him in, but to bring him back in as part of the football team, significant to so many people, the impact that he had.
And I didn't know how impactful it would be. I was looking for a former player. You know, obviously he's struggling with ALS. I'd seen a video on him, his message, and I thought, wow, that would be powerful for our team, not knowing really the magnitude of how much it would affect our football team. I think our team's success had a lot to do with him that day he came in here and talked to this team, because he was right on when it came to what teams are all about. And I think he opened up a lot of eyes. He had a big impact on my life. And I will say that I'm a better dad, I'm a better coach, I'm a better husband, I'm a better man because of Tim Shaw. And I think I'm not the only one. He's had a huge impact for our football team. And I want him to be a part of it. John Robinson had the idea, let's sign him to the one-day contract, which I thought was really a good idea.
That was special.
It was very special. But Tim's come in here, and we've included Tim to help with our special teams situation. Comes in here on Tuesdays, does a breakdown for the special teams. He's just as passionate as he was. He's still as intense as he was as a player. But it was nice that he's back. I know he missed football for a couple years, and I was glad he's a part of this football team. And all the way up to that last 12th man, I thought that was special. If there was a moment this season that was memorable, that one was probably the top of the list.
Several former Titans said they feel that same pull now, that they feel like that they're part of it. And that was something you and John and Amy did very early. It wasn't just Tim, even though he was the one that jumps out the most. Several guys feel that way.
Well, the relationship with the alumni here had kind of gone separate ways, and for whatever reason that is, I don't know, but you know, I do know how important that is, especially to the guys that live in the area here. They've earned the right to be a part of this franchise and this team, and we wanted to get back and let them know that this is a difficult job, and they've laid a lot on the line, body and mind, for this franchise, and they need to be included in the good things and the direction we want to go. We want them to be a part of it.
How does this team get better and meet what you know are going to be much higher expectations in 2017?
The positive thing is we now have a year under our belt in this system. We really didn't kick it in offensively till more in the midseason, because again, you're talking about guys playing for the first time with each other in a system for the first time. And so I think that's one of the things this division had an advantage over us. You're talking about the other three teams have been in these systems for years. I think it's going to help us, you know, compete better within our division now having a year under our belt.
I know people have come up to you and said, hey, coach, thanks. Thanks for all fall. They've said, love this team, enjoying what you're doing. You know, the improvement's been great. What do you say back to them when you talk to the fan base?
We all appreciate the support. We said way back, and you remember this, that in order to get fans back, we have to win, and we have to win consistently. And I think they see that that's the intent. The team comes out there to do that. We're not intimidated by anybody. We know we can beat anybody, and I think our fans are starting to see that, and they're starting to come back and love the support, and they're a big part of why we've won the last four at home. We had a winning record at home, and a lot of that is because of the support we've had from our fans.
The franchise began with 13 straight wins to open what is now known as Nissan Stadium, and you end this year on a four-game win streak. I think that may be one of the more underrated things to come from this year is you got your home field back.
I believe we do. I mean, after the previous 2 years, winning one game, both games against Jacksonville, yeah, it's a sign that good things ahead, and we beat some good football teams, beat some very good football teams at home, and that's what we need to do. And I think we're learning the process of winning those games.
How hard is it going to be to take a breath because I know you want to keep going, but you know, having spent your life in the NFL, your adult life in the NFL, you got to take a breath.
No, you do. I understand balance. I do. I really, I think the better I am at home, the better I am here as a football coach. And I need some time with my family. I need to catch up. I'm going to take some time to decompress. You know, the tough part will be watching these playoff games, knowing, you know, we've beaten five of these teams that are playing right now, and we were not. And that's a hard thing to take right now.
Been a lot of fun.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
More to come. Head coach Mike Mularkey with us at TitansOnline.com.